taken from the LP known as Fab. We heard Earthquake and Texas Hold Up from Prince Buster. Then we heard the original theme song from Stingray. Yes, that television show from 1964 by Jerry and Sylvia Anderson, featuring those marionettes. Super Marionation, Stingray. And we heard the Tornadoes covering the Stingray theme, recorded at RGM Studios by Joe Meek. Then we heard the Mystery Action covering the Ventures. Bird Rockers was the name of that one, taken from the Ventures tribute LP. Swingin' Creepers from the Music Recordings label. All right, normally the Caught in the Red show would end right about now, but Oral Tentacles are going to be absent from the airwaves this evening, so I might go a little overtime, considering I was late in and all that. All right, there's a show here in Vancouver, BC at Richards this Sunday. Dead Meadow are going to be appearing. That's this Sunday at Richards. Oh, incidentally, if you don't already have your Black Angels and Warlocks tickets for Richards in June, I suggest you get right on it. Some outlets are already sold out. Here at Dead Meadow with Indian Bones on CITR. We'll be right back.
we should have done before. The way things are going, the end is about to fall. We took a wrong step years ago. We took a wrong step years ago. We took a wrong step years ago. Look around and see the warning cross at hand. Already weeds are writing their scriptures in the sand. We took the wrong step years ago. We took the wrong step years ago. We took the wrong step years ago. The morning sun is rising, casting rays across the land. Ready, nature's calling, take heed of the warning. We took the wrong step years ago. We took the wrong step years ago. We took the wrong step years ago. About the things that we should have done before. The way that things are going, the end is about to fall. We took the wrong step years ago. 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 Thank you.
me the well on the way. The sound they hear in their head to the words you wrote, and this is what you say. Then you wake from a dream to a girl standing there with the one you see. Picture upon your wall, it was looking quite nice, but you're rather small. Then it stops when you had a smoke and you realize it was all just a joke.
I think that about does it for me this evening. You've been listening to the Caught in the Red show here on CITR. In that last set, we heard Dead Meadow. We're going to be playing here in Vancouver this Sunday at Richards on Richards. That was followed by Hawkwind. And we just finished off there with the Green Hour Band, Vancouver residents. The Clock Tower's Request was the name of that one. Their disc is available now on the Kingdom Records label. Right, I see on the playlist here that Bauhaus have a new record out. It's called Go Away White, and I'm curious to hear it, and I'm sure you are too. I'll see you all next week for another edition of Caught in the Red.
up at that process on an almost daily basis. Of course, Israel says it pulled its soldiers, it pulled its civilians out of the Gaza Strip almost 3 years ago now. And what it's seen in return is almost daily rocket fire and mortar shelling coming from militants in the Gaza Strip. There is talk of a possible ceasefire between the militant factions in Gaza and the Israeli authorities, but there is also talk at the same time of Israel mounting a massive military invasion into the Gaza Strip. President Bush says, look, if we reach a deal between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, it'll be a good example for Palestinians as to what they can aspire to, and perhaps they'll turn away from Hamas. But if you look at the Gaza Strip, Hamas is firmly in internal control there.
Katya Adler speaking to us live from Jerusalem, where President Bush is due to arrive shortly. That's it from this edition of The World Today from Julian and me. Until the next time, goodbye.
BBC.
I remember the precise moment.
He's a teller of tales.
Behind a crumbling mud wall, peeking into the alley.
A spinner of yarns.
That was a long time ago, but it's wrong what they say.
And his first novel, The Kite Runner, was read by millions of people around the world. Now, award-winning writer Khaled Hosseini meets some of them.
Actually, I've never been in a studio audience before, and to be able to see the audience members asking the questions, it was great.
Hear what the storyteller has to say as Khaled Hosseini answers questions about his novel, The Kite Runner.
It's great that the show goes to a world audience because the book has been a book of the world, and so I hope this show is meaningful and enjoyable for them.
World Book Club, Tuesday, the 27th of May, on the